Peggy, 18. Strong language and sarcasm ensues. No alcohol was consumed in the making of this podcast. Please drink responsibly. Who fucking believes that?
Hi guys, and welcome to Cheers to the Apocalypse. We are
Marta,
Julius,
and Katrin,
and we will take you to a future version of our planet that doesn't look as rosy as the people who fiercely deny climate change predict it will be. We ride the year 2119, and our three protagonists are currently holed up in a secluded rebellion shelter somewhere in former America. Where's McKinnon gone?
She's out to get resources. Should be back any minute now. Have you seen the news yet?
Why? What bullshit are they spewing again?
Ugh. World population has officially reached 15 billion now. How that's a big challenge since we're running out of space, but also an opportunity to improve international relations, yada yada. You know the game. Always trying to make it look like there's some kind of positive turn to it all.
Well, ain't that dandy? We're officially fine and climate change is still a hoax. Didn't you get the memo? Donald J. Trump V released a statement from the White House last week. Former coastal cities being several feet under sea level is just God's will to bring his mansion closer to the beach. Oh, and he suggested to move spring break to January since we had no less than 70 degrees last winter anyway.
He's still running as a favorite for the next presidential election though. Honestly, I swear this country has been run by hordes of elitist morons for decades. It's a wonder we haven't established a Trump monarchy yet, don't you think?
Hey, speaking of morons...
Are you two? Why the long faces?
Oh, you know, just the wonders of being alive in these fucked up times. Doom is just around the corner, resources and money are all hoarded by the rich while we poor fuckers live like dogs from the scraps they leave around. Ain't that enough reason for a little celebration?
Did I miss something? Or is it just you having your 5 minutes of gloomy attitude? Anyway, anyone care for a drink? I think we need one after that rousing speech.
What did you get this time?
Honestly, not that much. You know how these neighborhoods are under tight surveillance as it is, and after our last raids, they've raised the number of patrols around the warehouses. We had to be careful. We were able to get fresh food, mostly canned stuff though. The others were making a detour to one of the storages further east. They should be back tomorrow. Ever heard of Hawking? Found an old book in one of my raids.
Didn't they burn all the old ones in the 80s?
Seems like they didn't get around to find all of them. Either way, that Hawking fella was a genius. Predicted at the beginning of the last century that humanity would kick the bucket in 100 years from then. Turns out he was spot on.
No kidding. How long do you think we still have? 1 month? 3? Maybe a year? They're all keeping the information vague, trying to prevent panic and anarchy in the streets.
A friend of mine has connections to what remains of NASA. They are still tagged with the other government organizations. Confidential rumor has it that Doomsday is predicted for next July, but even that information could be nothing more than pure fabrication, just in case word gets out.
Shit. That's only 6 months away. I don't know about you, but I don't want to die in this hole. One last trip should be in order before we all bite the dust, don't you reckon?
As long as I have myself a good dram of whiskey, I don't care when I meet my end. But if you're going out there, you can bet your ass I'm coming with you.
You have a plan then? I thought the time for bucket lists was long gone. Do you know some things that we gotta try in the time that's left?
Well, the good homie life with white picket fences is off the table, I'd say. Becoming a millionaire and leaving all of this behind, we can scratch that too. Something risky, maybe?
My grandma told me of the trips to Europe she used to make in the 40s. The situation over there is not much of an improvement, but a change of scenery could make all the difference, right?
Yeah, that's something risky, all right. They closed their borders ages ago. What's your grand plan to get across? Well, I haven't been back over there in a while. It's not like we have lots to lose, eh?
We do need to know where we want to go, though. If we have that, we can make our plans up as we go. I heard the coastal cities are a mess, overrun by refugees from the sunken states. Word is that Cologne has suffered some epidemic spreads. The cities are just too full.
I've had my fill of overrun cities, thank you very much. But I guess we'll think of something. We can go a bit further to the east for a start.
So, it's decided then. To our last days in strange lands, may they be as crazy as the rest.
You know what? It's too late to change anything. But I just wish that 100 years ago someone would have taken a stand and said, and this, kids, is why you have to think of the future.
Honestly, I swear this country has been run by hordes of elitist... Blah, 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 fuck.
Climate change is still a hoax. Didn't you get the memo? Donald Trump... Fucking hell!
Did I miss something? Or is it just you having your 5 minutes of gloomy attitude? Anyway... fuck.
Seems like they didn't get around to found all of them.
To found for allem, also ich.
Womit fange ich an? Scheiße.